Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you at all take your neighbor's raiment to pledge, you shall deliver it to him by the sun going down. For that's his covering only, in his raiment for his skin, where shall he sleep? Let's say a man's furniture was part of his collateral for his loan, and he defaulted on his loan. You don't go take the bed out from under the man, the only thing he's got to sleep on. Yeah, he defaulted, he owes it to, I don't care. Have some compassion. Right? And he also, you know, it talks about another place. It says if somebody owes you something, you don't go in their house to take it. You stand outside in the yard and you let them bring it to you. See, this is just right, isn't it? It affords people some dignity. Even in the most uncomfortable times of their life, they're still afforded some respect and some dignity. And in the midst of all this, verse 29. You shall not delay to offer what? The first of your ripe fruits and of your liquors and the firstborn of your sons you shall give to me. Likewise, you shall do with your ox and your sheep. 7 days it'll be with his dam, and on the 8th day you'll give it to me. He said you won't delay to do it. Now turn over to another place. Leviticus 23. Leviticus 23:9. Leviticus 23:9 says, the Lord spoke to Moses saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you be come into the land which I give to you, and you shall reap the harvest thereof. Now let's just stop right here. God's told them about Canaan's land. It's a land that flows with milk and honey. He said, it's yours. He said, when you get in there and you plant your seed and I rain on it and the sun shines on it and I give you a great big crop, when it comes in, you're supposed to do something. Well, shouldn't you? Would you even be there in the land if it wasn't for God? Would you have it? Would you have had seed to sow? Would you have, how many understand if God doesn't protect your crop, if he don't rain on your crop, if the sun don't shine on your crop, there's not going to be any harvest.
That's right. That's right.
And so, when you reap the harvest thereof, so this doesn't happen until you are reaping. This doesn't happen until you are reaping. If you're not getting any increase, if you're not breaking into new areas, then you don't do this. But you're harvesting. Then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. And he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath. The priest shall wave it. Verse 14. And you shall eat neither bread nor parched corn nor green ears until the selfsame day that you've brought an offering to your God. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. You start to reap. What do? This is all about acknowledging God. People have practiced this and didn't call it this. You think about it. Let's say you come to a place and you're a stranger. And here is a man who's a wealthy landowner. And you are out there living on the side of the road. And he finds you and he says, hey, I got lots of land. How about I give you some seed to sow and you plant that 200 acres down there and help me with it. And I'll just let you have the harvest. Land needs to be worked. So he lets you work the land. It's his land. He gives you the seed to sow. Let's say you plant 200 acres of tomatoes. It'd be salsa time, wouldn't it? Well, when the first ripe tomatoes start coming off the vine, if you're any kind of a person of integrity, what should you think? take this man, a first, as we say in the South, mess. Anybody know what a mess is? A mess, first mess of fruits and vegetables, mess of meat, you know. Take him the first mess of these first ripe tomatoes. Why? Because if it wasn't for him, you wouldn't have any tomatoes. If it wasn't for him, you wouldn't have any land to plant tomato seed. He gave you the seed, right? I mean, it's just right. That's right. It's just right to do that. You know, I assure you, I know it's so where I grew up in Mississippi. I know it's so in Arkansas. I know it's so here in Missouri, especially years ago. My granddad used to do it. My folks used to do it when the gardens would begin to come in. People would take, or somebody slaughtered a beef or slaughtered a pig or anything, you know. Again, you know, my granddad's stuff would start coming in. He'd take the first mess of stuff to the pastor. He'd take the first mess of stuff to people in the church. Usually to the pastors and the ministers. What is that? That's a first fruit. People have been practicing it for centuries. Just not calling it that. Why would they do it? Because like the Bible says, even people who don't know the law, when they know God, they do the essence of it. They got the spirit of it in their heart. Why? Because the Holy Ghost who's in you wrote this. He wrote this. Oh, glory to God. We're making progress now. You know, you can just feel it before people go, I don't know about this. Well, find out. Amen. Don't take my word for it. Yeah. Get in the book. Yeah. Right? And again, we should do nothing legalistically. Right? It's the spirit of it. Well, how would I know, Brother Keith, what's the first fruit? That's the whole thing about it. You should know in your heart. You'll be going along in life, and if you're sowing and believing God, something will come up, and you'll just know it. This is the first fruit. This is the first one out of this. You know, Phyllis and I, when we first came here, and the church started so wonderfully, the Lord led us, if you remember, to sow our first year of ministry into the church. So we didn't get any pay from the church. We sowed that. A year's salary. You ever done that?
No.
Sometimes people want to, you know, they want to find fault. Well, Brother Keith has some nice stuff. I do.
Amen.
But don't judge my harvest if you don't know nothing about my sowing.
That's right.
Or my seed. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. I got some nice stuff. Going to have a lot nicer yet. Yes. So if it bothers you, you're going to really get bothered. And I'm not going to hide it. I'm not going to hide it. The only reason we should hide it if we're ashamed of it. If we did something wrong to get it. It's not what you have. It's how you got it. How it came. And if the Lord added it to you, something to be celebrated. Something to rejoice. Something to let Him get the glory out of. And so we sowed that first year. She and I sowed all of our services without any payment. Glad to do it, sowed the seed. Well, then that next year, you're bored and you guys decided we want to sow something to y'all. And y'all took us up that one-time offering in the spring of the year. And everybody came down to the front, you know, and brought us money. And it was thousands of dollars. But that was the first offering we had ever gotten in this church. And we knew that. So you know what we did? We sent half of it to Kenneth and Aretha Hagen. And we sent half of it to Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Because they had personally, we sent it to them personally because they had been such a part of our lives. It was money that came to us personally. Right? And we've done that time and time again with the church. The first offerings that came in the church. They went to nothing in this church. They went to other churches and ministries. The first one. First one. And even without teaching on it, we've had people in this congregation, business people, already, that have started a new branch or started a new business or in their first business day's receipts they brought in. And I see that they've gone quite well too. Now, go over to Romans if you would. How many know Romans is in the New Testament? Romans 11. Romans 11, verse 16. He said, if the what? The first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. Would you say this is a spiritual principle? Law, you could say. Let me read this to you from other translations. He said, if the part of the dough offered as first fruits is holy, then the whole batch is holy. Another translation said, if the first loaf is consecrated, the whole batch is consecrated with it. The Amplified says, if the first handful of dough offered as the first fruits is consecrated holy, so is the whole mass. Now see, the writer of the New Testament assumes you are familiar with the old. Right? Assumes you know what he's talking about when he said first fruit. And I didn't show you half of the references in the Old Testament to first fruits. Just a sprinkling. But here's the principle. Why would the Lord say the first one is mine? Exactly. When you give him that first one, you make him a partner in everything that will ever come from that channel. Oh, glory to God. Woo! Can you see that? And what did he say? If the first one is blessed, then all the rest is blessed. Woo, I'm ready to just shout right now. Glory, glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled First Fruits, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102G. That's R1102G, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.